Welcome to Focus on Faith, a program of Christian music, thought and encouragement, presented by the congregation of Parapara'umi Baptist Church.
Kia ora and welcome to this time of faith presented by Parapara'umi Baptist Church. We are delighted you can join with us today to hear and learn from God's Word. No matter where you are or what you're doing at this time, I pray you would find peace and joy as you listen to this program. In Psalm 122 verse 1, the author, probably David, says, "I was pleased when they said to me, 'Let us go into the house of the Lord.'" I find this verse to be very encouraging, welcoming and inviting. We can truly be pleased to come to the house of the Lord. We join here to meet with our risen Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ, to listen to and to hear from the Word of God. I love the fact that we're free to put aside at this time everything from the world and just come and quietly listen. To set aside some time for heavenly things, to put aside the world and focus on God. I know as you take this time to focus on Him, you'll be blessed today.
I'm reading from Psalm chapter 68 and firstly 1 through 10. God rises up and scatters his enemies. Those who hate him run away in defeat. As smoke is blown away, so he drives them off. As wax melts in front of the fire, so do the wicked perish in God's presence. But the righteous are glad and rejoice in his presence. They're happy and shout for joy. Sing to God. Sing praises to his name. Prepare a way for him who rides on the clouds. His name is the Lord. Be glad in his presence. God, who lives in his sacred temple, cares for orphans and protects widows. He gives the lonely a home to live in and leads prisoners out into happy freedom. But rebels will have to live in a desolate land. O God, when you led your people, when you marched across the desert, the earth shook and the sky poured down rain because of the coming of the God of Sinai, the coming of the God of Israel. You caused abundant rain to fall and restored your worn-out land. Your people made their home there. In your goodness, you provided for the poor. And now verses 33 to 35. Sing to God, kingdoms of the world. Sing praise to the Lord, to him who rides in the sky, the ancient sky. Listen to him shout with a mighty roar. Proclaim God's power. His majesty is over Israel. His might is in the skies. How awesome is God as he comes from his sanctuary, the God of Israel. He gives strength and power to his people. Praise God. And now a karakia, prayer. Christ, our great high priest, you understand our weakness. You pray for us while we're sinners. Help us through you to find a new and living way to God for the glory of your holy name. Amen.
Worship you. Oh. my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you. Oh, I long to worship you.
Now a quick advert. At PBC, Paraparam Baptist Church, we have two children-focused activities. There's mainly music for children aged 0 to 5, plus their mums, dads, grandparents, caregivers, whoever. It's music and movement. And it includes morning tea. Wednesday mornings, 10 a.m. On Sunday morning, we have a program for children. It runs during our service time between 10 and 11 every Sunday. If either of these sound like something you'd like to be part of, go to our website, find the contact method that suits you best, and have a chat to us. If there's a church nearer to you with children's activities, go check them out too. And now back to our service. Lord, I'm born.
dressed in his righteousness alone. Faultless stand before the throne. Oh, Lord.
Oh. Ata Maria. Greetings. Thanks for joining us today. Christina Koch was a member of the recent Artemis II mission to go fly around the moon. Speaking about that mission, she said, "The thing that changed for me looking back at Earth was that I found myself noticing not only the beauty of the Earth, but how much blackness there was around it, and how it just made it even more special. It truly emphasized how alike we are, how the same things keep every single person on planet Earth alive," she added. "We evolved on the same planet. We have some shared things about how we love and live that are just universal. And the specialness and preciousness of that really is emphasized when you notice how much else there is around it. The Earth is our home. The only place we have as humans where we can survive. But a home is more than just a place to live. This week, as part of our link with Aratahi, we are thinking about building homes. In the opening notes they write, "Home is more than just a shelter, a place to go, somewhere we call our own, the spot where we mark our turf. All homes reside within a space and a place that was a gift from God to all humanity, before it was ever a place for or space claimed by specific people or individuals. Home and place matter to God. They matter to the one who chose to make his home amongst us. Our primary and original home is in God. This is our true home and provides a foundation for our thoughts about home as a place. All other places we find ourselves are places our gracious God has seen fit to place us, create for us, call us to be." On the night that Jesus shared the Passover with his disciples, John recalled some of the things they talked about. And when Jesus talked about his death, it seems the disciples were concerned about what it would mean for them. John 14 records Jesus' response to them. "Don't let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God and trust also in me. There is more than enough room in my Father's home. If this were not so, would I have told you that I am going to prepare a place for you? When everything is ready, I will come and get you so that you will always be with me where I am, and you know the way to where I am going." This is part of Jesus' farewell message to the disciples, in which he offers encouragement to them to stay the course and reassures them that their efforts will be matched by God himself. Sometimes this passage is taken literally, that God has a big house in the sky and we each get a room. It's like a giant hotel or castle in the sky. But that isn't what Jesus is saying here. The focus is not on the place, but on the person. Jesus. Because of Jesus, all people will have a place to dwell with God. Clink, a biblical commentator, writes, "It is not a generic place beyond this one, but a home, the very home of God the Father and the Son, who not only dwells there, but prepares it for the children of God. This house belongs to God and to those, only those who believe in the Son. For this reason, it is a glorious place, not because of us, but because of God. It is a home God prepared for us, a home in which we may be with God." God has a place where we are all welcome. This home is found with him and in him for all eternity. The early Christian theologian Augustine said, "For you made us for yourself, and our hearts are restless until they find their rest in you. We cannot truly be at home unless we find that home in the person of Jesus. God made a home for humanity, for all of us. There is a place for everyone. But he also called us as his followers to be a place where others are welcome and where they can find a home too. Many of us find this place, our church community, to be a place where we feel at home. But God wants us to be so much more than just a place where we feel at home. God wants us to be a place where others can also feel at home, where others can find their place in God. God has always embedded us in a place, called us to be a people in a place, and called us to welcome others to find their home in God too. So here we are on the Kapiti Coast, in a church called Paraparaumu Baptist, and this place where we belong is to be a place of belonging for all people. This is a place where others, regardless of their ethnicity or social background or gender or status or age, can discover and experience God's love. So God creates a place for us in himself and invites us to invite others in as well. But Jesus doesn't just invite us in. Jesus invites us out to the homes of others. Luke 19 tells the story of Zacchaeus and Jesus' visit to his place, his home.
Jesus entered Jericho and made his way through the town. There was a man there named Zacchaeus. He was the chief tax collector in the region, and he had become very rich. He tried to get a look at Jesus, but he was too short to see over the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree beside the road, for Jesus was going to pass that way. When Jesus came by, he looked up at Zacchaeus and called him by name. "Zacchaeus," he said, "quick, come down. I must be a guest in your home today." Zacchaeus quickly climbed down and took Jesus to his house in great excitement and joy. But the people were displeased. "He has gone to be the guest of a notorious sinner," they grumbled. Meanwhile, Zacchaeus stood before the Lord and said, "I will give half my wealth to the poor, Lord, and if I have cheated people on their taxes, I will give them back four times as much." Jesus responded, "Salvation has come to this home today, for this man has shown himself to be a true son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and save those who are lost."
Jesus, as a Jewish believer, would not normally enter the home of a sinner like Zacchaeus. But Jesus not only enters Zacchaeus' home, he is the one who invites himself in. Zacchaeus is the chief tax collector and had used this position to make himself very rich and very disliked by the local community. He was viewed as a collaborator with the Romans, as dishonest and untrustworthy. In religious language, he and his family were considered unclean and therefore ostracized by others. And Jesus invites himself into the home of a notorious sinner. Bailey notes, "Zacchaeus' house is defiled. If Jesus enters Zacchaeus' house, sits on its chairs and sleeps in his guest bed, he will emerge the following morning defiled and in need of ceremonial cleansing. Is this the way a Messiah should behave on the eve of Passover?" Jesus made a very public statement that salvation could come even to the house of a sinner like Zacchaeus. Jesus shows that traditional social, religious, cultural reasons for refusing to cross someone's threshold and accept their hospitality no longer hold. I wonder how often we refuse to cross those boundaries. We convince ourselves that others don't belong or wouldn't be interested. And sometimes, if we are really honest, we don't want people like them intruding into our places. They'll spoil what we have. I wonder what it would look like if we were willing to go to the homes of those not like us, or maybe invite them into our own homes. What doors to faith might that open? What conversations might take place? We are not only called to prepare homes for those who need them, but we are called to use our homes for the good of others, even for the unlikely guests. Our creation of homes can mirror God's creation of a place for us. God calls us to be open, welcoming, and empowering others to find, make, prepare, and create a home. We can be inviting others into belonging too. Perhaps we can even use our resources to help provide homes for those who do not have one. One local initiative here in Kapiti is the Home for Good Trust, which aims to provide housing for senior aged people in the Kapiti area. Arotahi has also partnered with local churches both here and overseas to meet this need. Three New Zealand Baptist churches have each agreed to sponsor the rebuilding of three hostels in Bangladesh, each providing a home for 50 boys or girls. And one of our churches has built refugee housing for those who have nowhere to live. And you can be part of that effort by contributing to the Arotahi appeal this year, and your gift will go directly towards that project. God has created a home for us with himself, and he has created this place where we can invite others to know God and his love. Together we can open our homes to others and invite them to discover what it means to be welcomed and cared for. And together we can join with other Baptists to provide places of safety and love for the most vulnerable people. I wonder what God might be inviting you to do in response to his love. As we close, join with me in this prayer. God, you are the builder of every home, the creator of this whenua that gives us all a place to belong. Christ, you called to Zacchaeus in the tree and made your home at his table. Teach us to open our homes and to welcome others as you have welcomed us. For many have no safe place, no table to call their own, and nowhere to rest. For injustice so often feasts at the tables of the hungry and erodes the foundations of the poor. Turn our hearts and homes towards you. Help us to open our doors and make room to embrace your radical hospitality and to share freely from our table. May strangers become friends and both host and guest be transformed by one another's presence. Wairua tapu, make your home within us so that through our love and hospitality, others may find rest within you. Amen.
Lord, I come before your throne.
Lord, I come before your throne of grace. I find rest in your presence and fullness of joy. In worship and wonder I behold your
A whakapai, a blessing to close. Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory for ever and ever. Amen. The voices you heard today were first Matt, then Heather, Andrew and Xanthia. The first song was My Life Is In You from the Contemporary Christian All-Stars, as the Deer Pants for the Water came from Shane and Shane. My Hope, Cornerstone was brought to us by Hillsong. And What a Wonderful God from Stuart Townend.
Now, if you want to speak to someone, why not contact us? Simply Google Parapara'umu Baptist Church and you'll find all the details. If you don't have access to a computer, you can phone us 04-298-7766, 04-298-7766. You can email us and that will come direct to me, office@pb.org.nz. That's office@pb.org.nz. Or simply go to Google and type in Churches Near Me, and you'll find a whole community of people who'd be happy to talk and help you through this period of time and of life. You've been listening to Focus on Faith, brought to you by the Congregation of Parapara'umu Baptist. Meet with us again, this time next week. Bye for now.
This program is made with assistance from New Zealand On Air for radio broadcast and through the accessmedia.nz website. Thank you, New Zealand On Air.